Welcome to the Lenten Path, a St. Anthony podcast, where we journey together through the sacred season of Lent. Each episode will pause for a moment of reflection, diving into spiritual themes that inspire, challenge, and prepare our hearts for the joy of Easter. Whether you're seeking peace, renewal, or simply a deeper connection with your Catholic faith, this is the space to reflect, pray, and grow. Let us take this journey together, one day and one reflection at a time.
Hi, this is Ryan Berger again, and welcome back to the Friday episode where we reflect on fasting. When you fast, you are letting go of something. Then you give Jesus the emptiness that is left behind and allow him to fill it. We usually think about fasting from food and giving Jesus our hunger. But today, I want us to reflect on how we can fast from excessive anger. In today's gospel reading, Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 through 24 reads, "If you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift." Letting go of things frees us to hold on to Jesus. And this is especially true with things that harden our heart, like excessive anger. Holding on to angry thoughts or allowing anger to lead us to hate others will harden our hearts and keep us from receiving the love that God is trying to give us. I remember when one of my classmates was not doing their part in a group project. I started to get angry because I felt like I was doing more work than I should have. I started getting thoughts of resentment toward my classmate, and even thoughts that the whole group should fail. I was angry because I felt like this was an injustice that needed to be corrected immediately. However, by focusing on myself and what I felt like I deserved, I was only letting the anger grow. Regardless of whether I was right or wrong, I was holding on to the anger instead of giving it to Jesus, which was hurting me and hurting the whole group. Eventually, I had to break this cycle of negativity. I swallowed my pride, asked my teammate how he was doing, and offered to work together on the project. It wasn't until I focused on the needs of my classmate that I could let go of my own anger. It wasn't until I made an attempt to love my neighbor that I was able to feel God's love for me. As we heard in the scripture, we must reconcile with our neighbor first, which opens our hearts and allows us to be reconciled to God. It can be hard to forgive. Humbling ourselves is one of the hardest things to do, especially if we feel like we have a good reason to be angry. But we are called to forgive others the way God forgives our sins. Try this and you will experience great peace because Jesus' mercy will transform you as it flows through you to the other person. Today's challenge is, when you experience a moment of anger, to invite the Lord into the situation and into your heart to help you forgive and love the other person. Or, if you don't encounter this today, try to spend a few minutes in prayer, asking God to reveal to you if there is anyone in your life or in your past that you can forgive. Let us pray. Father of mercy and consolation, by the passion of your Son, you forgave our sins and reconciled us to yourself. Help us now to reconcile with our neighbor and forgive them of any wrongdoing, so that we may love everyone with your merciful love. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Anthony of Padua, pray for us.
Thanks for spending a few moments in reflection today. Until next time. Stay faithful, stay hopeful, and keep seeking Christ in all things. God bless.